Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Jonathan's phone kept pinging while Kavita watched a movie. She snatched the phone from him and saw it was a girl texting him. They argued and she left. Maurice visited Zena, who, through the instigation of Myrtle, tried to seduce him. He resisted her advances, said he was in a relationship, and left. She reported to Myrtle that her plan had failed. Right now, Skeeter is calling Danny.
Hi, Skeeter.
Morning, Danny.
How things in Rio One?
Nothing much. I'm just here relaxing. You busy?
I had the farm here, putting down some seeds.
What you planting?
I got some seeds from the Ministry of Agriculture. Boro, callaloo, of course pumpkin, melange, okra. I even planted some corn.
Sounds good, Danny.
Skeeter, if we gonna have more fruits and vegetables in our diet, we need to plant as much as we can. And we can't say we don't have the land to do it.
Same thing I encourage Ralph to do. And he's trying.
I even plant some more ground provision. You know we always have cassava, but I plant some yams and sweet potatoes too.
The variety is good for staples.
And the next thing I want to do is get some banana plants. They just multiply quick.
You have me wanting to come to Region 9 with you, Auntie Paulette, and Uncle Alexander.
Look how long I'm telling you to come. Plenty things happening here, and you know we have enough food to feed you and Maria.
Maybe coming to the Rupanoni would be good for Maria. I'm so worried about her.
What's going on now?
It's still a struggle to get her to eat.
It's not pregnancy sickness.
Even before she was pregnant. Danny, since we moved from Kokwani to Region 1, I see a lot of changes in Maria.
Well, she growing up, you know. And now she got a boyfriend, cause she pregnant.
And she's still not saying it.
The main thing you need to focus on is getting her to eat. She needs to be healthy if she gonna make a healthy baby.
I'm really upset with how she behaving. Especially because Ralph said she's wasting food.
Hmm.
I saw him trying to stuff food in her mouth.
What?
Yes. and he steady saying we should put her out.
Skitty, what nonsense you're telling me here today?
Man, he just cares about her.
How he care about her and want to put her out?
I guess he's just disappointed that she got pregnant.
Who should be more disappointed, he or you?
At the end of the day, we're living under his roof.
And? That means he should be able to force feed my niece and threaten to put her out? No, Skeeter, you can't put up with this foolishness.
I know.
I understand that we need to get Maria to eat. But it's a way you do things. Maybe you can find more creative ways of making the food. Better yet, let her help you to prepare the food.
The problem is not all food. The problem is that she doesn't want to eat certain things like greens.
Listen. If you're making bakes, you could stew up some vegetables and fry it in the bake or something like that.
I bet you she would take it out.
Why you don't mask it? Like try carrot with cheese or tomato with some nice peanut butter?
Maria loves peanut butter. I'll try that.
Right. You can even juice the vegetables and the fruits together. You got to start somewhere, Skeeter. But how this sound like is not just about food.
She might be disappointed in herself for being pregnant. She wants to go to college and become a teacher.
Yes, she might be depressed. But we have to find a way to help her with that. They don't have any counselors up there.
I'll find them.
Good. And as for the eating, I think you should have Maria write down a list of things that she likes to eat.
She ain't got a problem eating things like meat and fish and so.
Okay.
And she would drink porridge if I make it. She likes tuma pot too.
Good. The same tuma pot, you could slip in some callaloo or pumpkin or some other vegetable. It's not about changing up traditional foods or what we are accustomed to. It's about finding ways to boost the nutritional value to what is already nutritious.
Yes, I'm going to try your suggestions.
So, Maria don't eat no greens at all?
Not really.
I will call and have a talk with Maria.
Fruits? She would eat mangoes, but you know it's not always in season.
Yes.
It's a real struggle, Danny. And I'm dealing with Ralph too.
Listen, I already don't like what you're telling me about Ralph trying to force feed my niece. Like I don't have to reach up in region 1 to he.
Danny, I don't want no trouble.
Let him know that you and Maria got family. And number 2, he is not Maria's father.
Well, I can't tell you when last I heard from her father. Maybe that's one of the reasons Maria behaves the way she does.
Don't bother with Jacob. One day, he will have to face you and Maria and explain himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will talk to Maria. Maybe we can arrange for her to come up to the Rupununi and you could stay in Region 1 with Ralph and his son.
If Maria come, I coming.
Well, good. We can work on that.
Anyway, I got to go. Ralph just come home.
Okay. Tell him I said to leave my niece alone.
All right. Bye.
Mr. Thomas, I can't thank you enough for giving me this job.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry about it, Dion. My wife Shelley was convincing.
I am so grateful. You know how many places turned me down? I almost give up.
I can imagine.
One place called me for an interview, and when I turn up and they realize I was a trans woman, the lady come out and tell me the position full. You know they had 3 other people waiting, and when I was leaving, they call on the person after me.
I don't know much about the trans community, but I'm open to learning.
Mr. Thomas, we're just like anybody else. We just want to live with life in peace.
I understand.
But I can tell you this. Dealing with stigma and discrimination on a regular basis is not easy. And if you're not a strong person, it could really get to you.
I can imagine.
You know how much things I went through and I still go through? People see you walking in the road. They call you names. People watch you funny. People whispering about you. Men trying to approach you in an aggressive way. It's a lot.
Nobody should go through that.
And not to mention the people that think because you're gay or trans, you must have a disease.
That is definitely stigma.
Yes. But I think as more people begin to realize that we're not going anywhere and we're humans just like them, maybe acceptance will grow.
Hopefully so. All right, I'm happy to have you working with us. And if any of the other employers give you a hard time, just let me know.
And I promise,
I'm going to be the best receptionist.
Good. Come let me introduce you to the other staff.
Dion is your name?
Yes, ma'am. And you are?
Mrs. Coretta Fernandez Peters. So how you get this job?
I have a qualification, and when Mr. Thomas interviewed me, he was impressed. So how long are you with the company, Miss Coretta?
A few months, but me and Ignatius go way back.
Okay.
So, you just always dress like this.
What do you mean?
You don't think you should come to work in a short and pants like the other young men?
Miss Coretta, as Mr. Thomas introduced me, I am a trans woman. Though my sex may be male, my gender is female. And therefore, this is how I feel most comfortable dressing.
Oh.
And if there's anything that is confusing you, don't be afraid to ask me.
Yeah, right. Excuse me.
Okay, nice meeting you.
Coretta, I don't appreciate you barging into my office like this. What is it?
Ignatius, it's where you find that Dion person to employ.
That Dion person?
Yes. Where you find them?
Dion happens to be a trans woman, and she qualifies for the position she has been offered in the company.
But Ignatius, you don't care about the image of your company?
Image?
Yes. What people can say when they find out you have a trans woman working here?
Whatever they have to say, that is their business.
But Ignatius, you have to think about these things. People might have certain impression of your company.
Like what, Coretta?
You know, I mean a lot of people from that community. He might... She might be sick and all, and you don't know.
What do you mean sick, Coretta?
Look, we know HIV is prevalent in them communities.
So, wait a minute. You are just going to assume that Dion is HIV positive?
I ain't saying that. But you got to be cautious. It's not a good look for the company.
What do you mean it's not a good look for the company? This is my company, and I employ whoever I please.
I said, eh?
I will not tolerate your ignorance. You can't just assume a person is HIV positive just because they are a part of a certain community. If you can't be accepting of my employee, you can leave the job. Simple as that. I am not going to tolerate this foolishness from you.
I was just expressing my concerns.
And it is none of your business. You shouldn't be concerned with a person's HIV status unless you plan on being in a relationship with them.
I hear you.
And last time I checked, HIV affects every group of people. You and John got tested before you all got married?
Ignatius, this is not about me.
It's hypocrisy on your part. If you don't want people to make assumptions about you, don't make assumptions about other people. Simple as that.
Well, I'm sorry I come in here and say anything. I can get back to work.
I will have to arrange a session with the staff about tolerance. We will not be practicing stigma and discrimination here.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.
There we come to we. Yeah, we come to we. From Region 1 to Region 10, the whole country. There we come to we. Yeah, we come to we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country, we counting. Say it's all about accountability, and everyone has a responsibility. Count your relatives, count your friends and family. She counting you, and we counting we. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the 22 census. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the census. Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From Region 1 to Region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting.
Census Day in Guyana is September 15. We counting we.